He is the director of the Churchill Archive Centre in Cambridge, and he's curating an exhibition here at the Morgan called Winston Churchill, The Power of Words.
What you're looking at here are two images taken by the famous photographer Carl Chabotowa on the 30th of December 1941. Winston Churchill had just addressed the Canadian Parliament and he'd made his way to the Speaker's Chamber. He was looking for a drink, perhaps also for a cigar, and what he found instead was a photographer waiting for him. And more than that, because the photographer insisted on removing Churchill's cigar and then photographed the ensuing scowl. It's clear that a few moments later, the British Prime Minister lightened up and smiled for the camera.
Which one do you think is truer to the real Churchill?
I think they capture two facets of Winston Churchill, and it's two facets that we emphasise within the exhibition here. You've got the public figure, resolute, defiant, and then you've got the private man, the man behind the myth.
It's just wonderful to be bringing Churchill back to New York. This was the city in which his mother was born. This was the American city that he visited more than any other.
What you're looking at here is the grant of honorary US citizenship to Winston Churchill. And of course, you've got there the citation signed by President Kennedy and then the US passport, which sadly Winston Churchill never used.
So in other words, as much as